For today's Dales discussion, I'm talking to Victoria Walton from the NFU. Victoria, you've got figures out showing the cost of rural crime in Derbyshire is quite staggering, isn't it? What does your research show?
Yeah, so as part of our annual sort of assessment of rural crime across the country, we found that actually the cost in Derbyshire has reached over £750,000 in 2015. It's slightly down on the 2014 figure, but it still remains at a worrying level.
And what are the common causes of crime? What sort of crime is it?
In Derbyshire, we're specifically seeing quad bikes and 4x4s being targeted, as well as sort of general farm tools that you would, find around the yard, really.
What are farmers and police doing to combat that?
Rural thieves, we've found, are becoming actually increasingly more sophisticated, and they're turning to sort of computers rather than traditional methods to steal from farms and rural properties. So it's becoming increasingly more difficult, but we've been working hard with police forces to try and adopt more high-tech security measures to sort of combat the cloning of tractor identities and sort of advertising of non-existent machinery, that type of thing. But it's a continually evolving process, as the thieves sort of find new ways of doing things, so too do the police and, rural communities to try and secure their belongings.
I suppose it's a bit like an arms race, isn't it? The thieves get better, the farmers get better at defending themselves. And then,
exactly, yeah.
And it's not just farmers, is it, that are being affected?
No, it's all rural communities from, rural homes to rural businesses, outside of the farming world as well. It's kind of gone widespread much further than the farming sort of sector we used to look at.
I suppose the comforting statistic is that levels of rural crime are actually falling, though.
Yes, on a national level, we have seen a slight decrease on the cost from last year. However, it's still a large figure. We're looking at £42.5 million for the whole country.
And I guess the problem is that even if crime's falling, farmers and rural homeowners are having to spend more to defend their property.
Exactly. We know of customers who are installing, expensive CCTV equipment. Some are even going to sort of the extremes of sort of laser detection units that let them know if anyone's entered their property. So, it becomes expensive to protect your property as well.
And so what's your advice to people?
Our advice is always to evaluate your sort of current security measures and look to see where you can make improvements. We recommend always obviously locking any outbuildings with heavy duty padlocks, and also padlocks that are bolted from the inside rather than screwed on the outside, where they can be quite easily undone. Outside lighting wherever possible, and a good alarm system.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. I understand there's more information on the NFU Mutual website, isn't there?
Yes, nfumutual.co.uk/rural crime.
Brilliant. Well, thanks ever so much for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you.